ACRES is the current agri-environmental scheme which rewards farmers for their work protecting nature on their lands. It's different to previous schemes because it is results-based. The better your environmental incomes, the higher your score. The higher your score, the bigger your payment. And while the scheme is delivering in many aspects, some farmers are experiencing improbably long delays in getting the payments that are due to them, over 2 years in some cases. And this morning I am joined by a number of them to explain the work that they've been doing in this scheme and the impact that these delays are having on their farming enterprise. So good morning, Tim McCraith, Colleen Keneally and Anthony Walsh. Anthony, can I begin with you, please? Cross Malina, County Mayo, sheep and beef farm. Why did you get into ACRES in the first place?
I'm the second generation, Philippa, of farming in this particular area, and I feel so passionately, and I love the land. We don't sell it, we hand it on as good or better than we get it. So this is a means that the government provides us with funds just to survive, to implement what the environment badly needs.
Okay.
And we do that.
So it was one part environmental and one part financial, is what you're saying to me.
Absolutely. And this incentive to be so environmentally conscious is the reward of the money that we desperately need. Now, I entered into that in 2023, and at a huge expense. This isn't something that we enter into.
What was the outlay?
Easily. We have to change our farming practice completely. We can't feed or poach the land. So that entails taking in the livestock, a lot of them, for the winter. Once you take in livestock into the sheds, you automatically change your system because you have to feed them with concentrates. The concentrates aren't produced locally, and since the war, they have more than doubled in price. Now, I have bills at the local merchant just up the road from me, and I am so fortunate. I have a year and a half of credit with that man. I have credit built up with the local vet. I have credit built up with the pharmacist in Cross Malina. And they're not plaguing me for money. I am fortunate. But can you imagine what it's like to go into church in the morning, once a week, and you dress up and sure you look wonderful, and you look across at those people, and the first thing that you say before you might stroll up to communion, I haven't paid those damn people. And look at the cut of me now.
So, what does that do to your sense of self, your sense of your standing in your own community, Anthony?
I'm fortunate. I am very fortunate because I am generally a happy person. But I'm so conscious of the people that isn't able to speak. And those people, what it's doing to them. Now, when they're waking up in the morning and they think of the people they haven't paid, and then they go into society, and then you start noticing those people not being as visible as they were. Now, we have health and safety checks on the land. They come, and it's good, and they check your PTO drives, and that we're conscious of farm safety.
But do they check your mental health?
Are they checking our mental health? Nobody will come to see what we're like, but I can assure you, if this continues with the mental torture they're putting regular, ordinary people through, the dignitaries will dock up, but it'll be too late because they'll be paying their respects.
A technical, boring kind of question, Anthony. Are you absolutely confident that there's no paperwork missing at your end, that you have dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's?
Well, you see, I wouldn't be confident in saying that. But I am so fortunate that I have a really grounded planner. And he is an expertise in this.
And he says you have.
Staff. And he can console me. And he can take and show me on his screen. I have sent this to Port Leash.
Okay.
But in the BIS department. But he can be quite confident that is it going to Wexford? Is the two sectors receiving from each other? And it's evident they're not.
Okay, let me bring in Tim McCraith here, Anthony. You're part-time beef farming in Garry Spillane in East Limerick. Tim, why did you get into ACRES?
Well, I'm a beef farmer, just like the previous speaker there, and we did it for the income. We haven't the same income as the dairy farmer. And as like the other man there, we love our land and we care for it. It means an awful lot to us. But as I say, it's the income. You know, we just don't have the same income as a dairy farmer and we need the money. So we do this thing. This thing was hailed as a flagship environmental scheme. We went into it in good faith. And now we seem to be left here in the lurch.
How now, in the lurch,
ring
Tim?
Wexford, where this thing is being administered by, and they want even return phone calls there.
How
so
in the lurch are you, Tim?
And we're left carrying the can for the department's incompetence on this. We've done our bit, and we want to get paid.
And how much are you owed, Tim?
I'm owed over 8,000 as it stands at the moment, and it'll be over 11 now by May.
Which doesn't sound like a huge sum of money, but it's pretty critical to a small beef operation.
Well, it is for us beef farmers because we're not in the same scenes like other farmers, and the same with people in the west of Ireland, and sheep as well. Like I'm fortunate in some respects. I work outside the farm, otherwise I wouldn't be able to survive at all.
And Tim, can I ask you a personal question? Are you leaving bills unpaid as well, like Anthony?
Well, yeah, leaving bills unpaid and making the best of it. It's very frustrating. I mean, I know other people like there though, that probably wouldn't come on the radio program and in the same position that they're embarrassed by not being able to pay their bills. We're all very proud people. We've been reared that way. I've been reared that way. Pay as you go, you know, or nothing to nobody. You know, I mean, it's the same for anybody. You know, look, we all signed up now to a farmer's charter with the department, and that means that we'll be paid on time.
And basically, you're saying it's a contract that the department hasn't kept up its end
with
of.
The department, and we have kept our end of the bargain, and they haven't kept theirs. Now, I listened the other day now to the department, Minister for Agriculture, and I was taken aback by him, and he said this thing is going to take weeks and months for this backlog. You know, I mean, we have done our bit. All my paperwork is intact. I have an agricultural advisor, Mike Ryan, and he's second to none. Everything's scorecards, everything is A1.
Well, let me bring in Colleen Keneally in Roundstone in County Galway, sheep and beef farmer. Colleen, similarly, are you satisfied? Are you happy? Is your advisor telling you that all of your paperwork is in order?
Good morning, Philip. Yes, Philip, all my paperwork is in order. I'm the Hill sheep. I'm the Hill farm rep for IFA. We met the department last December and they told us that it would be the end of January that there'd be a cohort of farmers would be available in due to an IT problem on their system. So look, we waited for that the end of January. We're now near the end of February. Hasn't come and no correspondence of what is happening.
Okay, and how out of pocket are you, Colleen?
Out of pocket, 6,000.
And in an operation like yours, what does that mean?
Well, we're hill farm. Our land is tougher. Our environment is tougher. Everything's bought in: feed, fertilizer, bales. So it's all cost every day. And like you're going into springtime now, and you've cows calving, ewes lambing, and they've had a tough winter up in the hills. So there is a big cost there ahead of farmers, and that money has to come, like, to get the spring going.
And are you, like Tim, like Anthony, going around cap in hand to the co-op and to your various suppliers and saying, can you extend that line of credit, please?
Yeah, and we're lucky that we have that. A lot of people we deal with, they're family-owned businesses, so they know you for generations. Yeah, and they've been very good to us. But, you know, if you're owed money by your departments, you know, it's our money and we need to get that paid. It's just not fair.
I have the same question, I think, for all of you. Anthony, I'm wondering, I'll start with you first, please. If another environmental scheme was to be announced tomorrow, something like, we know there's going to be one ultimately for farming carbon, would you be inclined to sign up or would you say, no, I'm going to leave that to other people?
I have given that serious thought and I'd ask you and all your wonderful listeners, had you done work of a contract for entering into the third year and the person you were working for didn't pay you? Now, I would have serious reservations. If this money has come from the EU to our Irish government, what are they doing with it? Would you believe this? I have in front of me a department receipt that I received on the 25th of the 3rd, 2023, a payment to me of 5,000 €637.95. And they took it out again the same day they paid it in.
Because it was an overpayment?
No, they took out the very same money they put in the same day they took it out. They paid it into my account and they took it out the same day. Now,
with an explanation, Anthony?
But sure, they won't answer the phone. No human being, this is the thing, I cannot speak to anybody. And when somebody won't talk to you, if I wasn't able to speak in the community, where would I go? And to my planner. My planner is the only one that's keeping me standing. Because he reassures me, it's not my fault. If it wasn't for Liam Welch, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, we can hear the stress in your voice there, Anthony. I assume, Tim, Colleen, yes or a no answer to that question. Would you get involved in an environmental scheme in the future, Tim?
Well, there's two answers to that. I completely agree with Anthony. Like, you'll have to think seriously about it. But the second answer is that we need this income. We don't have the income.
You have
of
no
the dairy
choice.
Farmer.
Okay. Colleen,
no,
what about you?
And that's the downside of it, yeah.
Yes, look. Yeah, the income is needed on a hill farm in the west of Ireland. That income is very important. And farmers are committed to the environment. We've seen there in acres, 55,000 farmers almost in the scheme. They have delivered. They've bought into the scheme. And
but you have no choice than when these schemes come along to sign up to them. All right. Colleen Keneally, Anthony Walsh and Tim McCraith, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. We did put in a request for an update to the Department of Agriculture, but we're still waiting a response there.